the more resources that are put into Bord Pleanála, obviously the better, because there had been delays, significant delays for over a year and even longer, some instances 2 years, trying to get decisions from Bord Pleanála. And that is always costly and timely. And unfortunately, it's the end user, it's the person who ends up buying the house, has to absorb all these costs. So if it takes a year, 2 years, 3 years, in some cases 5 and 6 years to get a project to construction stage, somebody has to pay for all of those, and unfortunately, it's the end user. As regards making objections, we've no problem people obviously making objections. Everyone's entitled to make their observations and their objections. But what we'd want is that it be done in a timely manner, that it wouldn't take years to go, you know, if it's appealed by Bord Pleanála, and then, God forbid, it goes to judicial review, that takes even longer and is a lot more costly. And this just slows up and stops everything. And it's not just for residential development, it's also critical infrastructure. We need roads, we need water, we need wastewater, we need rail. We need a lot of infrastructure, particularly in the Donegal Northwest region, which is, you know, has been starved of infrastructure for a long time. So we need a planning process that can deliver that in a timely and cost-effective manner. Because, as I say, at the end of the heel of the hump, the people who pay for all these delays and all these costs, unfortunately, are the end user. And it often means that projects never get to construction stage because developers just can't finance it, or they can't get it through the planning system, and it just exacerbates the housing crisis.